It's a mystery. We are ready to go on to what we're going to do with the building. Now, just a quick review for anyone who might not have been here or hasn't been here for these particular meetings is that we're looking at making a structure that's going to go this way. It's going to be about 4,500 square feet. We will turn our current sanctuary and some of the stuff off to the side into our a very large lobby. But then as time would roll on, even in a budget that goes beyond this, so this is way down the future that we'd be looking to add more facilities of what occurs, okay? So are we understanding? And again, I got to go back to the numbers and say that our property as a whole is going to dictate our numbers. The city comes to us and says, based on this amount of square footage, you're going to be able to fit X amount of people into this room. It's not chairs, it's people. So if they decide that we have room for 450 people in this, we have to have 150 slots in our parking. So we kind of have to use that square footage and kind of back it off a little bit if we can't quite get that amount on there. So to say specifically that we know for certain we'll be able to seat 350 people in there, that's not certain. All we know is for certain that the number we are going to be using is going to be the one that's going to stave off, you know, prevent us from being in a place where we have to have three services. Is that clear to everybody? Okay. All right. So the budget that we've talked about, the one we've been throwing at you, is the $1.2 million. This is specifically for this portion of the building. It's not going to do anything to add any of the stuff that we would want to put in here eventually. So this is the first step. This is what we could squeeze down to as much as possible just to get this process going. Okay? So $1.2 million. That breaks down into the building itself, approximately 4,500 square feet for the $900,000. $100,000 for a project manager who will be in charge of the entire thing beginning to end. Okay? And then the last part is the peripheral stuff that we have to do on the property itself. It's going to be the detention pond. It's going to be the parking. It's going to be any of the things that could go on around the outside. Is that clear for everyone? Okay. Does anybody have any questions specifically about the building that maybe that's not clear from what we've just said? Jay? I have no idea on that. It's a question I can ask the city. Okay? Or the architect. The architect would be the one to be going through the city first. Any other questions regarding the actual, not the funding side, but the building itself? Okay? All right. So over the course of the life of Redeemer, just over 10 years, we have been in a place where we, for about the first eight, we were constantly coming in over budget for what was being given. And then we were constantly under budget for what we were spending. So that ranged anywhere from 8 to 15% that we were actually able to have at the end of any given year, which meant that we were constantly building our savings. In addition to having our parsonage sold, we have been able to put together a substantial amount of savings over the course of the 10 years of this church. So we have in excess of $500,000 in our savings. Now, I have to warn you and say that that can't necessarily all go towards the building because we have designated funds. Things like, you know, part of that money is benevolence. Someone help me out. So some of the other line, Brian, some of the other things that are in there? Yeah, okay. All right. So we have designated funds in there that exceed over $100,000. And then also in light of the fact that we think it would be particularly responsible to put all of our remaining money into a building fund. We've kind of been thinking and praying through and feel that by the time we're breaking ground, we're in a place where it's going to look like that the church right away has $300,000 to spend. Okay? So when we're talking about that $300,000, that's going to come off of our $1.2 million. So what we decided to go with, and trying to give a good, clear picture of what's occurring, is that the natural person might say, okay, we have $900,000 left. If we can do something like our initial, this is ideal, okay? If our initial giving could be $100,000, and then we get another $800,000 over the course of the next 5 years, how we're asking people to commit, that we'd be in great shape, right? There we go, no loans, no nothing, we're fine, right? That's not exactly how it works, because what's gonna happen with the project is that our project is going to outpace the giving. See, we're going to want to be in this building long before 5 years is up. So that means there's going to be interest incurred during that time that's going to create some sort of loan for us. And that loan will be substantial, but because we have so much money coming in, that would be able to be covered over a short period of time. And at the conclusion of those 5 years, we look like, if we were able to do that, if this was, you know, the ideal situation was created, at the conclusion of 5 years, we would have a mortgage that would be $80,000. People who have been through building processes would be like, wow, this would be fantastic. The one thing that I have to draw to your attention for you to keep in mind is that we are not getting done the other stuff that we want to get done with the rest of the building. This is a very bare bones kind of thing that we're starting with, okay? So we decided to for you to have a clear understanding of what would be ideal. Now we want to give you something that is on the opposite direction of that as far as us being able to fundraise, okay? So does anybody have any idea why we've thrown out this $400,000 number? Do you guys know? When we put out the information last time, this is the numbers that we were able to come up with as a congregation. It was a little bit more than this. I want to say that our total was $407,000, but that's where we'd be. Now, this would create for us a $600,000 at the conclusion of 5 years. That turns into a very sizable mortgage, okay? So this is the reason why we put this up here is this is basically a non-starter for us. This is a place where we would be in as a congregation that we say this is kind of absurd. We have elders that are in different places. They're still negotiating, but we decided we wanted to find out what the congregation could give before we would say, okay, we're comfortable with this or we're not comfortable with this. We want to know where those numbers are. Are we clear? In addition to doing these two forms, that what we would consider to be ideal, what we experienced last time, which we will have to exceed, we decided to come up with something that would be middle of the road, okay? If we were able to get $50,000 in initial gifts and then be able to have people contribute $600,000 over the course of 5 years, we would end up with a 380, right? 380, what was that number? 386? Thank you. A mortgage at the conclusion of 5 years of $386,000. It's not absurd. It's not ideal. Okay? Right? So here's what we did. I'll have Brian Rock walk through that for you real quick. Okay. So that you get an idea of what $80,000 looks like for us, we decided to amortize it over 10 years so that you could see that the payment would be very, very small, a very small percentage of what our what was our budget increase, Brian? We went from 76 needed per week to 79.80. Okay, so about $380. So this gives you an idea. This would be a little bit better than half of a year of our yearly budget increase from this year. Is everybody clear on what the numbers that I'm using there? Does anybody have any questions? Okay. No. All right, try again for me. Help me out with that. Yes. Yes. What Brian is going to do for us after I'm done with what I'm saying is that he's going to run through the commitment cards and how they work. And I'll give you the basic gist in that is that we're going to ask people for initial gifts that would be given before the end of this calendar year. And then we're asking people to make commitments over the course of 60 months or 5 years. And that's where we're getting the white section of what you see. And this is how we proceeded last time as well. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Any other questions? All right, so we're going to walk through the other steps for you, or the other levels for you guys to understand where we would be as a church as well. And this is this is the bad one, right? This is the bad one, okay. So as you can see, having a budget increase, again, this is what it would cost us after all the giving was done. In 5 years, we would have a $600,000 mortgage remaining, and that would mean $7,700 per month on a 10-year mortgage. Now, we can talk about those numbers and different figures, but we wanted to keep the 10-year as kind of a consistent thing for you to understand. We can discuss the possibility of that going longer, but obviously that's not ideal. Everybody clear on that one? Okay. This is the last one. $990 per week increase for us. So that, again, that would be a significant amount. That would be about, based on today's, that's about a 12% increase for our church. Now, we're in a place we know that, generally speaking, we have grown every year. We're really starting to max that out, and we're getting to the point where the amount of people in our congregation could very possibly hinder our growth. Do we have any questions?
Mm-hmm. We're going to have more people. What about the rest of the building, classrooms, things like that? How are we going to handle the influx of kids that are probably going to come? How is classroom management going to be dealt with?
Absolutely. We have room downstairs that we know that we're simply not utilizing to the best that it could possibly be. There's situations where we can condense certain things and use more classrooms down there. Relatively easy, to be honest with you. More questions? Mike.
It looks like we have about, 75 people here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be announcements for the rest of the people that could not make it, that these commitment cards?
Absolutely. Yes. But I'm going to let Brian discuss the commitment card portion of that when he comes up. Sorry, I hope I wouldn't mean to blow you off, but I can't answer those as well as he can. Yeah. Justin. I can answer you on the base. We've been working on building issues for at least a half a decade. And I can share with you personally that as we have interacted with the congregation, they have been very specific about saying that the idea of moving out of a neighborhood into a retail area is particularly unattractive to the average individual. Even that still because of our circumstances and really having to deal with it, we've still done some research on it. I think you probably had done the most. I don't know if you can speak to that at all, but it just seemed like we constantly ran into headaches.
We found that things to rent outside of, like down the Randall corridor or 64 or anything like that, was just out of our price range, and even just the upkeep and the initial maintenance and renovations were just wasn't financially feasible for us. And we didn't really want to move too far, I think, north, couldn't move too far south. We didn't want to go to Kirk. We didn't want to leave a neighborhood. So we had very specific things that we
We did a specific, a lot amount of research looking into the Foxfield theaters on the opposite side of town. And we just found, as a whole, the congregation really loved the feel of being in a neighborhood. And if we could retain that, that was something that we wanted to do. We can't know that stuff until we find out the initial things that occur with the city. I mean, those things can end up being very quick. They could also be a lot of red tape.
So,
sure.
So I wanted to know, so if they were talking about this 5-year commitment, but I wanted to know what they thought it was going to take time-wise to build, you know, this out. I'm in the trades, and just recently working hand-in-hand for the last 2 years, building the temple. Building the temple, lovely, about the same size, and 2 years, and they've probably got another 6 months before they'll get occupancy. Just general things. Buildings just take a while, you know, to do. So it's probably with the city of St. Charles and all the buildings that we work on,
yes.
2 years, we're probably going to be close to being in there. So I don't know if that helps anybody because it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen overnight. But as far as a project is concerned, when we consider foundation and walls and roofing, those are significant costs that come up. When we break ground, we hit those higher end numbers pretty quickly, correct? So we will be running out of that cash when that does happen. So if in fact that does happen in 2 years, we've kind of tried to do these figures. There's a bunch of numbers behind the way that we've come up with this stuff. We've tried to do those figures based on how quickly we would run out of money, but also how quickly we would be adding to that construction loan. Yeah. So those are reflected in those numbers. Any other questions? You're next. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Two things I'd like to talk to you about is I'm going to talk to you about. The fact is that the building that we're sitting in today is something that was built in the 1960s. And most of the people that were building this building and then adding on all the additions are no longer here today. So we feel and we see God working here, and we see the need to increase the size of this shell so that we can come here and worship corporately. And that's the reason we're coming together as a body, and we're asking you to consider giving to the building fund. And then the second thing I'd like to talk about is the fact that even if we go through this process and there's not the funds available maybe to start this, is I would ask you to prayerfully consider to give to a building fund, to this building fund here regularly. One day we're going to have to add on. I mean, we see what God is doing. We see that he's reaching the lost. And it is something that, you know, I don't want to be asking for money, and we don't want to, as elders for the church, for this shell. We want to be going out and using that to proclaim the gospel. But you know what? We need a facility where we can not have to go to three services or have an overflow room. And we, you know, we really see that, you know, this is happening. So I would, you know, consider what's going on with regards to the church and how we're growing. And consider that this is something that, you know, in 40 years, I'm probably not going to be here, but there'll be other people that will be using this facility and for the glory and honor of God. So, first of all, the need is 1.2 million. But of that, we have 300,000 that the church has, that God has graciously given us, and that the elders feel comfortable using. So what we're asking people to do is, over the next few weeks, first and foremost, we want you to pray about what it is that you would feel God would want you to take and give toward the building fund. We're asking for two commitments on this card. We want you to put your name on here, and we want you to prayerfully consider what you would take and give as maybe an initial one-time offering or gift to the church to help start up this process. And then the second thing is what you might be able to take and what you could do on a regular basis over the next 5 years. This is something, the last time we did this, we weren't having people sign it and things like that. We were just trying to get a pulse of maybe what the body could take and could afford to do with regard to this building project. But now we really need to have people put their name on here. If you have questions, please talk to the elders, talk to any one of us if you'd like. Ask your questions with regards to this as you're prayerfully considering this. This is the only way that we know of, that we can find out whether or not we can even afford to take it to the next level and discuss it even more. So prayerfully consider doing this. This is above and beyond what we normally tithe, okay? So this would be something that you would want to give above and beyond what we normally give. What you would do is when we do start to give, you would just, if you're going to be filling out an envelope and putting a check in there, please mark it clearly building fund. And you can also give online as well. When to give, we talked about it. So we're asking for two gifts. One would be maybe what you could do up front as a one-time gift, and then maybe what you can consider to do over the next 5 years as a regular gift. These are pledge, and these are commitments. The elders will not be looking at who has pledged what or who is going to be giving what. The elders all believe that that's not what we do. But there will be a committee that will be looking at these pledges, and will be, if things are going on with regard to that, and maybe something has happened and we don't know about it, and gifts are not coming in, there's going to be someone that will be in charge of something like that, that may go up and talk to someone privately and say, hey, you know, what's going on, or whatever. But we, you know, the elders we've never concerned ourselves with regards to who's giving what, ever. We're here to minister to the body, and that is it. Okay? And we're wanting to take and have these commitments done and returned back. So we want you to take time. We want you to pray about this. We want you to talk about this. We want you to ask questions. Talk to any of the elders. We have email in our bulletins. So if you'd like to email questions, and we can answer any questions you have. But we'd like to have everything back before our regular scheduled business meeting on November the 19th. And then what we're going to do with that is, after we get these back, is then the elders are going to get together, we're going to sit down, we're going to look at what has been committed and what's been pledged, and then we're going to come back to the body and let them know what has happened with regards to that. Are there any questions, or do you guys need any more clarification? If you have friends or fellow members that you know of that were not able to make it to this meeting, please reach out to them. My understanding is that there's actually going to be something online on Redeemer Fellowship's website that'll be about this building committee and about what's going to be going on. So, but again, please ask your questions if you have any. Certainly. You know, so I'll tell you, I'll be real honest with you, is I look at some of these numbers and I go, it's not even worth talking about right now, my opinion, okay, not the elders, is because until we know we can do the 1.2 million, then we have a next meeting like maybe in January and we say, oh my goodness, God is blessing us with this. That is something we need to talk about. You're right, because your parking lot, snow plowing is going to go up. Your mowing is going to go down maybe a little bit because you won't have as much grass to cut. And I agree with you. There's going to be some additional costs. Heating is going to go up from the new building. And we're going to have to figure out how is this going to look like once the building is done in like 2 years or so, 2.5 years, what's that going to look like? You're right. Things are going to go up, and we're going to have to address those things. I just don't know what it's going to be. Until we know where we're going to be at and we know that we can afford to do this project, then we need to start talking about those things. Anything else? Any other questions? Yes, sir. Do you know, Brian? How many giving units do we have? Are you talking about families? How many members? I couldn't tell you. We don't. Do you know how many? No. Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, even that's a little tricky because we still do all the giving for Ransom City, Cross of Christ. And then we have one-offs. Anything over $10 gets a tenant, gets a tax for it. I'll tell you, it's probably usually around 300 sheets of paper. That's about what I do know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you. Does anyone have any other questions? Okay. Yes, go ahead.
So the next members meeting is on November 19th.
We'd like these back by the 12th, is that correct? In advance of the meeting on the 19th. So we have, yeah.
I think we had decided that we would like them back by the 12th in order to have that new ability to talk about it.
Okay, then that was, so if we could have it back by the 12th, then I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I think that we just need to, I know Casey and Brad couldn't make it. We're going to be having lunch with Casey and Brad later, so we're going to sit down and talk with them. We just need to know who might not be here, who might not know. Anyone that you guys can think of, maybe if you can't reach out to them personally, let the elders know so we can try to reach out to them. Or, Debbie or Stephanie, if they would know, we can make a few phone calls. Go ahead, Karen. Okay.
I mean, it should be every Sunday for the next 3 Sundays or whatever.
Okay. I agree. Yes. That's a good. Mm-hmm. No, I think that that's a great setting to do that. I mean, can you make sure we have that in our notes? Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Go ahead, Brian. Any other questions? Okay. Please prayerfully consider what you might be able to give. Be realistic. Prayerfully consider one-time gift as well as what you might be able to do on an ongoing basis for the next 5 years. Please reach out to us elders. We're all very approachable, except for Joe. But or Jimmy. But anyway, please let us know, okay?
Sorry, Jimmy.
All right, so once again, if you don't know, we have no desire to become a huge church. We want to stay in those low to mid hundreds. We just don't want to have to go to three services. We'd love to get back to one. So if you have any questions, please let us know. Do you have any questions about anything, even the sermon series? Do you have any questions about for the elders at all? We want to give you an opportunity before we send you off to a late lunch. And can we stop the military time on the clock, for crying out loud? 1322, oh my God, so annoying. Oh my gosh. Yes, Karen. We'll be talking about this at the next meeting. So.
For this building ministry now.
Yeah.
We may need that space down there.
Yeah.
Our ministry is taking up a lot of that space.
It's true.
So it's just something to think about.
Thank you, Karen.
We'll talk about it more at another meeting.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we'll be downsizing.
Okay.
Who we talk to and people in the church know we're down to only taking clothes, shoes, linens, you know.
Yeah. Good word for everybody to know here. Thanks, Karen.
Rein it in.
Rein it in. Any other comments or questions for late lunch? All right. Let me close this. Oh, wait, Tony, you're so funny. So funny. Tony made it. Hey, how did preaching go at Bethel? I doubt it. Anyway. Nah. We sent Tony preaching out of Bethel again. Travell's been preaching out there. We love our preachers who go. We're thankful for you guys, man, for real. Let's pray, and we'll let you guys go. God, we thank you for how you are blessing this congregation that with love for each other, with love for you, and a desire to be efficient and effective at making disciples. Lord, would you give us wisdom and unity beyond what we have right now? Would you help us to make the right decisions as we move forward, and would you protect us from error? We pray that you would continue to use us long into the future in planting churches and sending out preachers. God, we pray that Jesus would be glorified in this church and in our families that make up this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.